Okay, Erev Tov. Good evening, everybody. First of all, just Seder Hayom. So Thursday night, for those who are new, we have a parsha share every Thursday night or most Thursday nights. If you are not on email list that you get directly from me and you'd like to, then reach out to me. It gives me a great pleasure to introduce Rav Moshe Lichtenstein. His father, Rav Aaron Zatzal, was my Rebbe. It was many years ago that I was in Gush, and the Gush is, I wouldn't say synonymous, but very close to the heart of our shul. And on behalf of Rina, I'd like to welcome you for the next 72 hours to Rinat, because there's a Shabbaton. 48. Let's not overdo it. And with great pleasure. And with great pleasure, Rav Moshe Lichtenstein.
Okay, I was asking a parsha, and these source sheets, if you look enough ahead, you can probably figure out the whole shiur on your own. And my job was to basically write down the sheet, not to give the shiur, but who's lazy enough not to read the sheet, I'll try to spend the next 45 minutes explaining. I'll start with the Gemara in Brachos, which is not on the sheet. The Gemara says as follows: it's the concluding lines of the first parak in Brachos. Tani Bar Kapara. Bar Kapara stated, "Kala korei leAvraham Avram over baseh." Anybody calls Avram Avinu Avram, the way the Torah does for Parshas Lech Lecha, so he violates a prohibition. He violates a command, actually. Over baseh shneimar, and we say this every day in davening. Because it says in Pasuk, Vashimcha Avraham. From now on, you are no longer Avraham, you are only Avraham. Continues the Gemara. It's even more severe. It's not only that you neglect a command, you actually violate a prohibition. You will no longer be known as Avraham. Okay, I'm skipping here a bit. Now the Gemara says, if that's the case, Akreli Yaakov, if you call Yaakov or Yisrael, because Yaakov also was elevated, promoted from Yaakov to Yisrael. Nevertheless, we use interchangeably Yaakov and Yisrael, and not only we, Yishayahu and other Nevi'im do the same thing. The Gemara says, because there the Torah itself uses Yaakov. And now to conclude, we say every day in davening, "Ator Shmuel Asher Bachata BeAvraham, V'Tzatumer Kasdim V'Samta Shmo Avraham." So of course, the Gemara answers, that's exactly the point. We say this is what the Kadosh Baruch Hu, we praise the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He was originally Avraham. "Ator Shmuel Kim Asher Bachata BeAvraham." But you didn't continue with Avram. You then elevated him from Avram to Avraham. V'chata b'Avram, v'otzeito mi'ur kasdim, v'samda shmo Avraham. So when Avraham, we praise Kadosh Baruch Hu, A, for taking Avram out of Ur Kasdim and giving him to Israel, and B, for making this Avram into Avraham. Now, if we take this pasuk alone, sounds like it's part of the transition from Chutz La'aretz to Eretz Yisrael. Ashebachata be'Avraham, v'otzeito me'ur kasdim, where he was amongst the goyim in Chutz La'aretz, and then once he came to Eretz Yisrael, v'samta shmo Avraham. But of course, it's not that simple, because he does not need to become Avraham. Even though the pasuk there in Divrei Hayamim says, "Sutumer Kasdim, Son of Avraham," but we know that Avraham spent in Eretz Yisrael 13 years, he arrives at age 75, and he becomes Avraham at age 99. So he spends 24 years not as Avraham, but as Avraham. So clearly something is going on over here. And the Gemara doesn't go out of its way, it doesn't devote a nice amount, like 10 lines or so, to discussing the Avraham transition, unless it assumes that's significant. But more differently, the Gemara is assuming that the transition from Avraham to Avraham is a change in identity. identity in focus, Avram is no longer Avram. That is one stage, that is one goal. Avraham is something different. And what exactly is this? Avram and Avraham, that's exactly what I'd like to discuss now. We'll begin with, let's start with the first sheet, the one with all the psukim on it. The transition from Avram to Avraham occurs at the transition from Lech Lecha to Vayera. The conclusion of Lech Lecha is that Avraham is given the Brit Milah, and the Brit Milah, his name is changed from Avram to Avraham. And then, of course, we enter Vayera. In other words, in Vayera, he is Avraham throughout. While in Lech Lecha, until we get to the end, until the home stretch of Lech Lecha, he is Avram. So to understand the transition from Avram to Avraham, what we have to do is understand the difference between Lech Lecha and Vayera. Now, to understand the difference between Lech Lecha and Vayera, first of all, let's notice something very striking, which is that in a sense, Vayera is a repetition of Lech Lecha. Almost every significant episode which happens in Lech Lecha is repeated in Vayera. Let's start from the most prominent, namely Hagar and Ishmael. Hagar, Avraham, Sarah, and Hagar go at it in Lech Lecha. And then we have a repeat performance in Vayera. We have Bereshis Perek Tov Zayin, in which Hagar and Sarah don't get along, and Hagar is expelled, and then she returns. And we have Bereshis Perek Chaf Aleph, in which once more Hagar, or Yishmael and Sarah don't get along, and once more they're expelled. Now, so in a sense, the Torah repeats the story twice. We have the Lech Lecha Hagar Sarah episode, we have the Vayera Sarah Hagar episode. Same is true about Sodom. We bump into Sodom in Bereishis Perek Yudalid, when Avraham comes to the rescue of Sodom, and Sodom is in trouble. Avraham intercedes, he goes to war, he rescues them. And then we have, of course, in Vayera. Once more, Avraham attempts to rescue Sodom. Once more, Avraham intercedes for them. So we have two prominent episodes in which in which the Torah repeats, it's like Vayera compulsively revisits what happens in Lech Lecha. Something happened the first time? No, we need a second round to either improve, change, but something is happening over here. Now, we take Sodom, and by extension, the story of Lot. Lot and Avraham have a relationship in the beginning of Lech Lecha, and at some point, Lot is separate, or to put it differently, the history of Lot appears in Lech Lecha. The history of Lot once more appears in Vayera. Or if you want it differently, Lot and Sodom, no, it's the triangle, Lot, Avram, Sodom appears in Lech Lecha. So too in Vayera. Lot is in Sodom, and because Baruch Hu rescued because of Avraham, he beshchet l'kim et arek kikar, v'yiskor l'kim et Avraham, it said Lot b'toch ha'afecha. So Lot is in Sodom, in Lech Lecha and in Vayera, and Avraham is involved in this, and I'll add, in both times Lot leaves Avraham. He leaves Avraham in Lech Lecha, and in Vayera he leaves the world. He ends up in a cave in Tzoar. So we have Lot in Sodom again twice. We have, let's continue, and look here at the top of the sheet over here. We have the history of Avraham, who's busy b'korei b'shem Hashem with all the altars and the mizbachot that he's erecting. Take a look here at the top square of them. V'yatek misham ahar v'yetu halo, v'hu shepetachol, we'll get back to that in a moment. V'even sham mizbeach v'yikra b'shem Hashem. That's in Lech Lecha and Vayera. Vayita Eshu B'Hashem, Vayikasham B'Shem Hashem Kel Olam. So, and now I should also add, which for some reason is not in the seat, I don't know why, twice Avram goes south when there's famine. He goes south in Lech Lecha, and I'll explain to why. I know not why it's on the sheet, I'll explain it later. He goes south in to Mitzrayim. He goes south to Grar. In so once more, Vayera in Lech Lecha. Again, another repeat. When this famine and Avram has to leave, so twice he goes south, and both times his wife is taken, and there's trouble with the king, both in Lech and Vayera. In other words, one could say that almost nothing happens in Vayera, which has already happened in Lech Lecha, with one exception, the Akedah. But for the moment, let's put aside the Akedah and focus upon its aftermath, meaning the breed. In Lech Lecha, this is the bottom the bottom squares. Okay, I'm skipping, excuse me. Vayom ahu karat Hashem et Avram brit leimor. Lizaracha natat da'atzot. We have brit b'ala v'tarim. And Asherad, we have brit mila. The two covenants. There's Avram Avinu's promise to land. And there's a covenant between him and the Kodesh Baruch Hu. But put differently, there is bechirat Yisrael. The covenant being the Kodesh Baruch Hu elects Avraham. And he chooses him, and therefore he makes a covenant with him. And it happens, of course, post the Akedah. When the Akedah is over, so the Pesukim tell us. Veikra Malach Hashem Avraham Shinid Min Hashamayim Bi Nishbat Inum Hashem Kiyan Shesed Var Hazeh etc. So it doesn't quite use the phrase breed, but once Avram is promised the land, and Kadosh Baruch Hu commits himself to Avraham. So it's not, the actual word breed is not used, but Shavua is, and if you notice, you can see also in by Yitzhak in Parsha Toldos that the Shavua and breed are used often as analogous. I wouldn't say interchangeably, but certainly they're used in the same function to create a commitment. So we have a commitment in Lech Lecha. We have a, as I said before, broadly speaking, almost everything that happens in Vayera has already happened in Lech Lecha. Nothing's novel. Nothing's original. But, and this is the big but, for some reason, the outcome is often different. Let's look at Ishmael. In Lech Lecha, Yishmael returns to Avraham and Sarah. Excuse me, Yishmael, Hagar. Shuvi el gvirteich, v'yitani tachat yado. So Yishmael, Hagar, / Yishmael, are expelled, and they're told to return to Avraham. In Vayera, it's fine. He's gone. he stays in the desert. The same is with Sodom. Avram is highly successful in Lech Lecha, right? In Lech Lecha, if we read the psukim there about Sodom, Vayarek et Chanicha, it's in the second square. Vayarek et Chanicha, v'yilidei ve'ito, v'yidof adan. So Avraham engages in pursuit of the Abba Melachim. V'yichalek elehem laila. He goes to great lengths. Dan is the north of Israel. If you've been to Tel Dan, so you know that Dan is quite north. He goes. He crosses the entire Golan. He ends up next to Damascus. Vayashuv kol ha'rechush. He returns and restores all the property. Vegam et Lot achiv. He rescues Lot. Urechusho. Heishiv. Gam et anashim. Basically, everybody. And then Malkut Tzedek comes, and there's this great ceremony and this love fest between Avraham and Malkut Tzedek, because he's been very successful. He's basically rescued Sodom. Comes Vayera, and of course, I mean, we all psuki, but we all know what happens. Avraham spends a huge amount of time and energy convincing Kadosh Baruch Hu to save the people of Sodom. and garnish with garnish. Nothing happens. When it's all over, so Kadosh Baruch Hu says, sorry, but, and Sdom is demolished. Lot also doesn't have such a happy end. No, in Lech Lecha, and love his fame was restored to his former glory or station. And Lot, of course, ends up in Vayera in very sad circumstances. So he's rescued physically, but he's lost everything, not only his property, but his dignity, his purpose in life. Basically, Lot ends up in utter failure in Vayera. So somehow Abraham is very successful in Lech Lecha, and in Vayera things seem to be falling apart. Once, time and time again, the outcome is positive in Lech Lecha, negative in Vayera. Now, so what's going on? I purposely not talking about Paro and Avimelech. If we have time, we'll get back to Abelina there. He says what's happening, I think, is the following. The crucial transition is Yitzchak. What enters into the difference between Lech Lecha and Vayera is that in Lech Lecha there's no Yitzchak. In Vayera there is. Now, if we look at let's go back to Yishmael and Hagar, which we've been using always as the first example. It's quite clear why in Lech Lecha he returns and in Vayera he doesn't. Because he's a threat to Yitzchak. So if he's a threat to Yitzchak, we won't have him in Vayera. Ki lo yirash ben amazot im b'ni im Yitzchak. If I put it differently, in Lech Lecha, it's a question of Rachmanus, it's a question of... it's a question of competition and having mercy and compassion. And Avraham and Lech Lecha is willing, they're willing to take her back. And the main point is that there's no need to separate Hagar from Avraham because she's not a threat to Avraham, but she certainly is a threat to Yitzchak. He, that is, a threat to Yitzchak. Ki lo yirash ben hamazot im b'ni im Yitzchak. Now, whether I consider the threat to be religious, in terms of the chinuch, the way one opinion Rashi, or because Yishmael is trying to shove Yitzchak aside and to assert himself as a successor, it doesn't matter. Either way, Yishmael is expelled because of the effect upon Yitzchak. Now, I can limit it simply to this one particular case over here, namely that Yishmael is in direct confrontation. He says in a collision course with Yitzchak. But what's happening is something much more basic in Avraham. When Kadosh Baruch Hu says to Avraham, "Ki bi Yitzchak kare lecha zara," let's go back now to the conclusion of Lech Lecha. Inclusion of Lech Lecha, right? Avraham, because Rabbi says to Avraham, I'm going to give you Ani, it's Perek Yizayin Pasuk Dalet Hey, Ani Hinei Viti Itach Vayita Le'av Hamon Goyim. You'll be the father of many nations. V'lo Yikert Shimcha Avraham Shimcha Avraham. We'll get back to this. Ki Av Hamon Goyim Zaticha. You will no longer be Avraham, you become Avraham. And... etc. What does Avram say? So Avram's response is, "Lu Yishmael yichye lefanecha." Halava Yishmael. And Ketuvah Kadosh Baruch Hu answers, "No, Yishmael will be all right." However, "Ved briti akim et Yitzchak." Right, and later on in Parshas Vayera, we'll hear that Ki Yitzchak Yikarei Lecha Zara. So, what's happening? Avraham, his original mission when you rise into Israel, is basically to preach to the goyim. Avram is Av le'Aram, meaning he's outward looking. The Rambam describes this famously in the beginning of Hilchos Avodas Kochavim, how Avram is wandering from city to city, from town to town, from village to village. He's a kind of wandering preacher. He gathers people, he calls out, he gets their attention, he attracts them to come listen to his message. And the Rambam describes Avram as assembling a crowd of thousands who begin to follow him. Chazal talk about 318, it's also a nice amount. Many shivot will be happy to have 318 talmidim. It's a nice size contingent. Avraham is, he's basically going around and raising the banner of Shem Hashem. And how does he do this? He does it by creating his vachot. He erects his vachot, and matzevot. He erects these structures, if you want, in contemporary parlance, billboards, and he attracts the people to come and listen to him. He becomes Avraham, Tanefesh Asher Asu Becharav. All this is in Lech Lecha. And therefore, because the goal is to attract as many people as possible, on Lech Lecha, Avraham is doing one thing. He's traveling constantly. He's constantly on the road. Vayisa Avraham Haloch v'nasoa hanegla, or actually begins, he comes to Shem, and he goes to Beit El, v'atek misham ahara, Beit El miyam, v'aymikedem, he's not one place, he's in perpetual motion, he's from here to there, from there to here, and Chazal said, haloch v'nasoa, in dikduk means, it's a constant state, it's not that he's, it's not a one-time trip, haloch v'nasoa means, this is your state of existence, that you are in a state of travel. You are constantly in motion. And the reason is because Avram is out to create this mass following. He's preaching to the masses, and the masses, of course, are goyim. To put it differently, he's preaching to the goyim. He's Av le'Aram. And this is his mission. The way Chazal tell us, the kol dorotei machisimu ba'im, all the previous generations were oblivious to the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to his existence, to the need to follow him. Avraham came and he basically proclaimed monotheism. He proclaimed the Kadosh Baruch Hu. He reversed a trend which had been going on for generation upon generation, that from Noah certainly, and from Enosh in a sense, in which people had not been able to recognize the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Avram, to use the phrase in Chazal, he kirit baro, he recognized the Kadosh Baruch Hu, and as he recognized the Kadosh Baruch Hu, he then goes and, so to speak, he introduces the Kadosh Baruch Hu to all the nations. This is his mission, his goal in life, is to teach people about the Kodesh Baruch. And therefore his interaction, now he interacts constantly with the Goyim. Let's for a moment remind ourselves about how he enters Eretz Israel. He goes straight to Shechem. If I read in Perek Yudbet Pasuk Vav, the reason this is mentioned, Akinani Azbaaretz, doesn't mean then and not now. It means that their influence is pervasive. It means they're the dominant influence. Avram, the point is to tell us, he's not coming to this wilderness. It's like Avram left Haran or Kasdim. He wanted to strike out on his own, so he sought a place in which there's no one there. He wanted to be in peace and quiet, so he looked for this kind of backwater where there's nothing's going on, and he can find a quiet place. Look, Kinani Azbaaretz, he goes to Shechem. He goes to the center of the land, Kinani Azbaaretz, because that's what he wants. He wants to engage the Kinani. He wants to be able to preach to them. And if you notice, so the same happens later on, I'll say this parenthetically, with Yaakov and with Bnei Israel. people enter, you enter Eretz Yisrael through Shechem when you want to come in contact with local populace. This is why the Pesukim and Dvarim talk about Har Gizim v'Har Eival, and Chazal interpret this. What goes on Har Gizim v'Har Eival? The Gemara Tzadah says, hey, you write the entire Torah on the Mizbeach in order to that the Goyim should be aware of the Torah. And there are different opinions how exactly it was done. But the basic point is, L'man Asher Yil Medu, that the Goyim should meet the message. So you begin Shechem, which remains the center of the land to a large degree. And Yaakov does it, and there are tragic consequences. Yaakov, for a variety of reasons, which is a different share, Yaakov comes to Shechem, and instead of being able to engage, so once more he engages them, and you see when you come to Shechem, you interact. The Knanias Ba'aretz, yes. But the Knanias Ba'aretz, Yaakov is the same observation over there. It's the Knanias Ba'aretz of Avram has to be put together with Yaakov's observation, which is after the story of Dina. La Visheni biyoshev haaretz baknani ubaprizi. In other words, when you're in Shechem, you interact with Yoshev haaretz, and Yoshev haaretz is the Knani. And now Yaakov interacts with them. The tragedy, though, is the interaction there. It's also cordial, and they get along, but they get along too well. And then there's problems down the road. But essentially, Yaakov, you know, it's Avram comes to Shechem to interact. Now, he then moves on to Beit El. I said before, he moves to Beit El because he's making the rounds. He's going to, so he begins in Shechem, I said before, which is really in the valley. It's the entry point of Israel. He then goes to the next geographical unit, which is Ve'atek Misham Ahara. He goes up, even nowadays, you go to get to Ofran, Beit El, and then Shiloh, you have to go up from the Bika. And so Avram wants to, and then he goes south, Halach and the Soa Negba. So in Lech Lecha, he's basically seeking to maximize his exposure to all the Goyim in Eretz Yisrael. And so therefore he's successful, because the point is to interact with them positively. And Yasiat Lishmai, of course. So he goes to Shechem. And now, in Mitzrayim, maybe a different story because it's outside Israel. But let's stick now with it. So Avram goes to Shechem. Excuse me, not to Shechem. Now we have the story of Lot and Sodom. So Avram goes back to Sodom. Yes, in Lech Lecha will be successful. Because in Lech Lecha, Avram, in a sense, is, he's protecting the Goyim. He is spiritually and physically, he's protecting them. He's giving them spiritual guidance. He's assisting them physically. And of course, the real model of Lech Lecha is Aner Eshkol Umamre. Avram lives with the Goyim. He lives in a neighborhood which has Aner Eshkol Umamre. He doesn't seclude himself. He's not insular. So he goes and he has Balei Brit Avraham. We don't find this later on. By Yaakov or by Yitzchak, you won't find it. There is no Aner Eshkol Umamre by Yaakov and certainly by Yitzchak. By Yitzchak, attempts and attempt oti vateshalchuni meitchem. By Yitzchak, he's expelled, and that maybe I talk about Shalshus, maybe. But Yaakov, Yaakov is not an Eresh Kolum Amre, right? There was this one attempt with Shechem, and it only bad things happened over there. But Avram has an Eresh Kolum Amre, and therefore also he rescues Sodom. He goes out, he rescues Sodom, and he's very successful. And then Melchizedek comes. So Avram is Av le'aram. Wherever you go in Lech Lecha, he is interacting with Goyim, you know, with the local Kenanim, and he is interacting successfully with them. He's attracting them, he's giving over his message, he's rescuing them, he's feasting with them. Everything Melech Sodom offers him, and it is great, you know, ten le'anefesh v'aruchush kachlach. And so everything in a sense is working out beautifully. In now with Hagar, with Hagar there's some trouble, and for different reasons, which I don't want to address at the moment. But nevertheless, the Malach says, Shuvi el gvirteich. In Lech Lecha, when there's a guy who leaves, he's reunited with Avraham. There's no disconnect. There's nothing severed. She's expelled, she returns. Now though we go to Vayera. What happens in Vayera is very simple. In Vayera, Avram is told the future. Maybe I'll introduce this with a problem aside for a moment. Skip, fast forward to Rabbi Akiva. What's the Rabbi Akiva? May Chazal tell us. Everybody knows the story of Rabbi Akiva and his Talmidim because it's Sfiras HaOmer. But why does the Gemara originally tell us the story? The verse is the following. Baboke Zrad Zarecha. You invest in the early stages of your life. V'la'erev al tanach yadecha. And you don't relent even in the later stages of life. Right, it's Kohelet. Because you never know what will be more successful. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Akiva, he had 24,000 students, and of course nothing came of that. In other words, his legacy was lost because they all died out. And what kind of legacy is that? You have 24,000 Talmidim, and they don't have Kavod Zebazeh, and they basically expire without leaving, and your message expires with them. But the continuation of the story, which is usually not told in Lag BaOmer, is he then went, he picked up the pieces. Avram was, he wanted a survivor. Excuse me, Rabbi Akiva was a survivor. He picks up the pieces. He goes to some out of the way place in the Darom to Brochayil. By the way, there is an Israel now, the kibbutz called Brochayil, and it's very out of the way. It's not far from Sderot, a very famous family near some of Givati. But it's still out of the way place. And he goes there, down to this loch, and over there, he has five Talmidim. And these five Talmidim, Rabbi Shimon, and Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Yudah, I forget all the names. From them, he establishes all of Torah Shebaal Peh. He sits with them for who knows how many years. In other words, what happens is, rather than preaching to the masses, picture for a moment, when you talk to 24,000 people, there's no personal tension, of course. Basically, he's standing in a stadium and preaching them in some kind of plaza or whatever, and then preaching, screaming out. It's a rally. It's not an educational setup. The kind of message you get across is, of course, the kind of message that gets across at a rally. It's loud, simple, not nuanced, not sophisticated, and especially it's not thorough, because you can't give any attention to individuals. So you when you preach to the masses, what you see in front of your mind, if you're standing, I assume, in a stadium with 20,000 people in front of you, what you see is a mass. You don't see individual faces. Surely aren't unaware personalities. He then goes to Brochayu, and he has five people. And with them he sits intensely. He sees them day in, day out. He sits in a small room with them. He reviews their work. He guides them. He's invested in them emotionally. And from those five Tanaim, he establishes Torah Shebaal Peh. And Chazal tell us that Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, Stam Tosefta is Rabbi Nechemiah, and so on. And all of this is according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva, his guidance, he basically created Torah Shebaal Peh in those circumstances. So, what's the message of this, in a sense? That if you want to really perpetuate something, if you want to do something properly, it's much better to work with a small group intensely than to speak to 100,000 people. And now, it was true of Rabbi Akiva, and it's true of Avraham as well. I'll put it differently. What's better? Try an op-ed piece in the paper and you get to tens or hundreds of thousands of people, or to sit in a classroom with 20 chevre and to teach them? Rabbi Akiva, I think, tells us that it's often more effective to teach 20 people in a room and to impact upon their lives than try an op-ed piece which people read and then they move on. I'm not saying it doesn't have its value. It has its value, but clearly, in terms of creating disciples and people who then continue your legacy, you have to have small groups. And this is the transition from Avram to Avraham. The transition is Avram is Avle Aram. He is preaching to the Goyim and to large numbers. He puts up these Mizbachot. I call them billboards before, and you could say, I don't want to be too sharp, but like, in Parshas Lech Lecha, it's a Chabad kind of activity. You put up a billboard and you attract the Goyim. It has its value. You expose people to Hashem Elkei Yisrael. You give them a message. You give them a moment of Yiddishkeit. And in his play, and by the way, I think Chabad does wonderful work in places where there's no Yiddishkeit. But you can't, you cannot from that create something permanent. You cannot perpetuate a legacy by people come in because they're attracted ones. And there's a medrash that Mital was very fond of quoting. Medrash says like this: that Vayashav Echpart Habeirot Shechafru Avdei Aviv. Yitzchak has to go and dig again every single well that Avraham dug. Why? So the medrash said because the Plishtim had filled them up. They poured in dirt and filled them all up. So the medrash says, all the Gerim that Avram was Megayah, there's not this problem. The Rambam describes thousands of Goyim following Avram. According to the Rambam, Avram was a Chassidish Rebbe with thousands of followers. We all disappeared. Avram Avinu has Yaakov Shivim Nefesh. What happened to all these thousands of followers? What happened to 318? What happened to Eliezer and all these Chevra? They disappear. Like off the face of the earth, they disappear. So the Medrash says they all disappear for a simple reason. Avram was a charismatic leader. If your connection is to a charismatic leader, the leader disappears, the charisma disappears, there's nothing to anchor you to the system. If you're only tethered to the system through the charisma of the leader, so when he goes, so that's it. While Yitzchak, the Goyim disappear. Avram becomes now. So in Lech Lecha, I said before, and I think it's important not to belittle the Avram stage of his life because it's a major stage of his life and it's of crucial importance. But he becomes Avraham in Vayera because in Vayera he takes all his efforts and his energies and pours them into one person, into Yitzchak. Kibi Yitzchak Yerecha Zara doesn't mean Kedusha. It means the message of Avraham will basically become a permanent message to Yitzchak. And now, to put it differently, Avraham is no longer outward looking, he's now inward looking. He no longer is seeking the masses, and he's no longer traveling constant motion. I mentioned before that he's perpetually in motion. No longer. What's the image of Lech Lecha? Vayisa, halof v'nasoa. What's the image of, it's a dynamic image. What's the image of Vayera? Stationary. Avraham, Yoshev, Petach Ha'ohel. He's constantly sitting. We have two snapshots of Avraham in Vayera. One is the beginning, Vu Yoshev, Petach Ha'ohel. And it's very domestic. All of a sudden, in this domestic life, it's Avraham and Sarah, and there's a kitchen, and guests come to them. In Lech Lecha, there's nothing. It's constantly they're moving, and the way he describes it, he's wandering. He's a wandering Jew. I should mention that Arami Oved Avi, according to one of the interpretations, Arami refers to Avraham, who is a wanderer. Arami Oved Avi, my father Avraham is a wandering Aramean. Meaning, because that's the Lech Lecha image. He's constantly Nasoa. In Vayera, it's domestic. He's sitting there and Yishev Petach Ha'ohel. The second snapshot, of course, is Vayashev Avraham Be'eretz Plishtim Yamim Rabim. You plant a tree. Only if you plan to stay somewhere for a long time. In other words, if you want to strike roots, you plant a tree. You don't plant a tree if you are, it's different. If you're a shepherd and you're a nomad, if you're a Bedouin, you don't plant trees. If you decide to have permanence, you begin to plant trees. And that's, of course, what it says over there. Vayita eshel bibeshava, vaykrash Hashem Hashem, vayegav ametz plishtim yamim rabim. Those two words, yamim rabim, are inconceivable in Lech Lecha. In Lech Lecha, it's yamim rabim. He's constantly moving. It's today here, and a Monday here, Thursday there. I mean, b'mikrat tov. In Vayera, settles down. Yamim rabim. And the reason is because in Vayera, he's no longer trying to take the natives and preach to them. He's inward looking into Yitzchak, and everything there on is focused into the education of Yitzchak. Now, the moment this happens, so it says Avraham's mission in life now is no longer Aram. Becomes Avamon Goyim. Let me emphasize the phrase Avamon Goyim. You know, the translation of the word Goyim here is, it's not Goyim, G O Y I M, it's nations. And Goyim here means nations through Avraham's descendants. It says by Binyamin, Goyim, by Yaakov, it says Goyim, Kahal Goyim, Chayitzei. It does, you know, it's Av Aram means you're an Av who focuses on the world. I mean, the Goy, Aram. Av Hamon Goyim means you will be an Av of Hamon Goyim from Jews. I mean, the Shvatim. And that's, if you look at the phrase in its context in Perek Yud Zayin, in other words, I will give you fertility and v'nutaticha legoyim umlachim chayitzei. What says over there, avamon goyim means the goyim we are progeny. It's no longer, it's not the goyim goyim. It's rather mimchayitzei v'feticha v'mod me'od. And therefore, the transition from Avram to Avraham is from a person who is preaching to others to a person who's raising his own children. In this case, Yitzchak. Ki bi Yitzchak yikare lecha zara. And as such, Avraham, he begins, there's a shift in the whole emphasis. His whole being shifts to Avramon Goyim, to Yitzchak. Now, this explains what's going on. So he's not affected with Sodom. In Lech Lecha, I said before, Avraham's life's mission is to interact with the Goyim, with the Knanim, to influence them and to impact upon them. So Avraham's Ashkecha Pratit is, because his mission is to address Sodom, the Knanim, so he says, Shkechat Pratit rescues Sodom as well. But in Vayera, Avraham's mission now, and Avraham's goal, the whole reason of his existence now, is Yitzchak. And therefore, because Baruch Hu is willing to take into account Avraham's request, he's willing, but he's not going to save Sodom because of Avraham's Shkechat Pratit. Because Sodom and Avraham no longer associate with each other. Avraham is now associated with Yitzchak. And therefore, Sodom will not be rescued because Avraham is not invested in them. He's not invested in them. So Kodesh Baruch Hu will take into account because of chesed and because of compassion and empathy, but not because of the Ashkecha Pratit. And with Yishmael, of course, it's even much more pronounced. The moment that Yishmael enters into the picture, you have something very simple. If Yitzchak is threatened, kilo yirash ben hamaz in Yitzchak, it's time to separate Yishmael from Yitzchak. Particularly the opinion of the Medrash that Yishmael is challenging Yitzchak's right to succession. So Yishmael is now, so in Lech Lecha, Hagar returns. In Vayera, Hagar doesn't return. She leaves because it's this separation. You know, in in Lech Avraham is conjoined with a goy. In Vayera, there's constant separation. And this, of course, is what happens by the Akedah. Right? In Bitman B'Tarim, he's told Keni, Kizi, V'Kadmoni, and all that. In the Akedah, so what happens? Shvulachem poim achamor v'ani v'na nelcha adko. The whole Akedah and the drama will be enacted privately between Avraham and Yitzchak and the Nar. You know, it's Shvulachem poim achamor. They stay behind, and in a sense, listen. If you look now at the sheet over here, you can see the following, right? Lech Lecha is Halof and Asoa, Vayera is Yoshev. Like I said before, when you want to attract the masses, you constantly have to, you know, go and go on speaking tour. If you want to raise a child, you stay home. Will Yoshev. There's a change in locale. Chevron, apparently Chevron has more interaction with the locals. Aner Eshkol Umamre. Aner Eshkol Umamre basically disappear in Vayera. We hear in the beginning, who is Shebel name Amre? But that's it. There's no more, you know, we don't meet them as people anymore. And even who is Shebel name Amre is the beginning of the Sedra, and that's it. There's no longer, it disappeared. If I remember correctly, they don't appear in Vayera after Abel name Amre. They're gone because they represent the Aram stage. See, so Chevron, he is. In Chevron, he stays there with Aner Eshkol Umamre. I should have added here Aner Eshkol Umamre. In Beersheva, so what does it say? That Avimelech Ufichol Vayashuvu El Eretz Plishtim Vayitnahamet. I'll read the pasuk there. Vayakom Avimelech Ufichol Sarzo Vayashuvu Eretz Plishtim. They go back and they return to Eretz Plishtim and they leave Avram alone. Vayitayisho Beersheva. So Avram there is alone in Beersheva. And the symbolism there is with the Kvasim, he gives them the Kvasim, but they go back to Ashkelon and Ashdod and all that, they go back to Plishtim, and he stays in Beersheba apparently alone. So in Chevron he lives with them, and in Beersheba he's alone. Of course, Eliezer, I said Eshkol Mamre, but I forgot to say Eliezer is the same. Eliezer, poof, he disappears in Vayera. There's no Eliezer. Eliezer is a pivotal figure in Lech Lecha. And in Vayera, he's gone. We'll meet him again in Chayisar, and that's a different story. But in Vayera, he's gone. Yeah, Eliezer is no longer a player in Vayera. I think the same reason. When Avraham is, reaching out to everybody, so Eliezer, right, he's a conduit. Eliezer is a major player, because Eliezer is the liaison, if you want. He's the person who said, who puts Avraham in contact with. So Lech Lecha having a chief of staff who is a Kenani is totally consistent with the idea of Lech Lecha. But in Vayera, that's it. It's no longer Eliezer. He's gone. Hagar v'Yishmer v'cheka mishpacha. So before, Hagar, and by extent Yishmael, whatever his, however defined fetus, Hagar and Yishmael, at the end of the day, they return. In Vayera, they disappear. With Lot, with Sodom, Avraham is effective in Lech Lecha, not in Vayera. And with Lot, it's the following, right? Avraham in Lot is a complicated figure, and he's not for 10 to 9 now. But let's say the following. Lot in Lot begins Avram's mishpacha. He then basically withdraws and decides to throw in his lot with the Knaanim. And in Lech, of course, Avram is able to save him as part of the Knaanim. In Vayera, he can't save Lot as part of the Knaanim because he can't save the Knaanim in Vayera. So he can only save Lot as mishpacha. And that's the pasuk of the Vayhi Bishkodu Kimet Rekikar Bishkodu Kimet Avraham. He can save Lot as Mishpacha, but Lot as Mishpacha has become a very problem. There's a lot of baggage, so to speak. So Aleph Kol Lot doesn't stay with the Kenani anymore. Lot has to be isolated from and be alone. And secondly, it becomes a complicated relationship. So on the one hand, Lot is rescued because he's part of Abram's family, and later on in Sefer Dvarim, right? So Bnei Yisrael told not to attack Lot because they're Amishpacha. Out of certain moment, Garbam, because they got the. On the other hand, they are banished. You can't marry with them. But the relationship is diverted from a Kanani back into a problematic mishpacha, so to speak, because that's the only way that. So, and this is now. Let's go back to the Gemara. So, Hashem Kim Hashem Bachata BeAfra VeOtzetom Yerkasdim VeSamta Shmo Avraham. Meaning, Avraham is stage eight of his life. I said before, it's important not to not to overstate the case. Avraham was a crucial element of Avraham's mission to the world. Crucial element of Avraham's being and his identity. But it was superseded by V'samta Shmo Avraham. And this is, if you want, the Chiddush Gemara Brachos. That Avraham overrides Avraham. I'll read the Gemara again. Tell me about Kapara, Avraham, Avraham, over Basay. You violate the Torah's will, the mitzvah, if you call Avraham Avraham, because you relegate him to his previous status. It's an important status, but it's an intermediate status. It's like if you go to. If you go to Vadi Yosef, it was Gadol Ador, and treat him as the Rabbi of Cairo. So the Rabbi of Cairo may have been an important stop in his biography, but he's already beyond that stage. And to go to call Avraham, Avraham, is basically taken backwards to a stage that was important, but transient. So you have to call him, you have to recognize he is Avraham. The Samta Shmo Avraham. Continue the Gemara. Vezmer over Bilash. When you create Shimcha Avram, the more asked, wait a minute. If you call Yaakov Yisrael, what's wrong with it? You call Yisrael Yaakov, nothing's wrong with that. So the Gemara says because over there, the identity of Yaakov and Yisrael, one does not supersede the other. They exist side by side. And there are various explanations what Yaakov and Yisrael. I mean, let's take the simplest and most classic, if you want. Individual and the rabbi, the Yaakov is more the individual, or I'm Yisrael when they're weak, Yisrael is either the tzibur, I'm Yisrael when they're powerful. Either way, Jewish history, in other words, we recognize the individual, we recognize the tzibur, we recognize that there's gula, we recognize that there's galut. So we don't, one does not. One does not, in a sense, negate the other. So therefore, they exist side by side. But Avraham is overridden. It's overridden by the Avraham stage, and that's what the Gemara is telling us. and that's what concludes there. Toshu kishu b'chad b'Avraham amale yhatam naviu dekamisade shavche dirachmana. He tells us God's ches in Avraham. That he originally made him to Avraham, and he rescued from Kasdim, and he brought him about to be Avraham. I'll conclude with just two remarks, three comments. First of all, I'm talking about Lechel, the transition from Lechel to Vayera. It really happens in the last psukim of Lech Lecha. In other words, Perikud Zayin, the Brit Milah, is really the transitional stage. For the obvious reason. We have Brit Ben Betarim. Brit Ben Betarim is when Avram is in the stage. Well, because Avram's still in the Avram stage. Avram, he's a bit upset. Right? He says, how can I make a Brit with me? I have children. Ben Meshach Beti, Yerashal Ti. But the Brit Ben Betarim was for that stage still. In other words, at that stage, it was important because we're able to establish a Brit with him. The Akeidah, of course, is the Brit with Yitzchak. The Brit Milah is the in-between stage, because that's where he's told you go from Avram to Avraham. What's the idea of the Brit Milah? Essentially, the idea of the Brit Milah, it's a covenant about perpetuation of progeny. about giving birth. Right? The breath is in the bodily organ which gives birth. Like the brit milah is that you have a breath through the means which gives birth. Over there you make the breath. And the transition from Avram to Avraham is at that stage. Remember, Tarim, he has animals that he's walking between their carcasses, and he's looking at the stars. But the Brit Milah says that the Brit is because you'll be giving birth. And that's what's told Avram to Avraham. And of course, so it really happened. It was basically the last, by the way, it's a frequent thing in Tanakh that you have what they call Hebrew Shir Shur. In other words, you link things together, linkage by the final stage of like the last pasuk in Tehillim often introduces the next parak. So if the conclusion of Lech Lecha really is introducing Vayera. Now the final comment is, excuse me, comment number two. I said before, this is not only a parsha shir. I think there's a pretty important message over here. The message is that it's better to work with a small group thoroughly and to mold them in your educational and spiritual image than speak to the masses. It's you speak to the masses when you talk. If you get around the stadium, so it's very gratifying. You get a headline the next morning, but you can't educate. You can't. The impression and saying Hebrew mashababa kalut olech bekalut. If you sit with someone in a classroom and you stare, and he knows you're looking at him in the light. I often tell him, we have educational issues in yeshiva. I often tell the rami, it's better to talk about this in the classes than to talk about it in the Beis Medrash. Beis Medrash, I'm talking to 400 people, nobody really thinks I'm looking straight in the eye. So I'm talking to my class with 25 chevre, they know I'm looking each one of them in the eye. And it's a whole different educational experience. This, I think, is... I believe it's a story of Rabbi Akiva's like that. I think it's a story of Avram to the Avram is the same thing. Then, of course, that's my personal bias also, so I don't... But I think there is a message here. And the final point is, this is not self-pasuk. Because, in a sense, the movement I described over here will play itself out in a much grander fashion in Toldos. Because Yitzchak's whole life will be a repeat of Avraham. Yitzchak Avinu, what is the achievement of Yitzchak Avinu? What did Yitzchak accomplish? What Yitzchak accomplished was he repeated everything that Avraham did, but by repeating it, he gave it permanence. Because Yitzchak is inward looking, and because Yitzchak doesn't interact, and because the goyim hate him, everything Yitzchak does is inward looking. And I'll just point out that if you go to Beersheba, so when Avraham does in Beersheba, this is by crashing with Beersheba. But we know that apparently, like the wells he dug, it didn't really hold up. Yitzchak has to go name it again. But when Yitzchak names it, there it says, Al Kain Shemair Beersheva Ad Hayom Hazeh. When Yitzchak gave a name, it stuck. Because Yitzchak, the whole point of Yitzchak was to reinforce and reestablish Avram's work. So in a sense, Yitzchak, Avram moves forward, Avram goes into new markets, into new areas, but Yitzchak is the one who has to fortify and look inward. And that's what, so in a sense, what happens in Avram's life, with Lech Levayera, will put itself out even more pronounced between Avram and his son. Yitzchak Yerecha Zara, so in Avram, that's stage B of his life. But Yitzchak, that's his whole life. And Yitzchak then, so Yitzchak Yerecha Zara, this is exactly Yitzchak's life mission, and you can see in Parshas Toldos very nicely. Okay, Tzad Rava, thank you very much.
Second brief, read Milah, the house of the Yom HaFemlin,
okay.
Not present
in the Yom
HaFemlin. Again, Kim? The present never uses the phrase, the Yom HaFemlin, okay. It's only a brief Milah. I'm going to